Dredd and Rogalski here. Time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. It is Thursday, so again, we're speaking with Lucrecia Renteria, Executive Director of Mendocino Coast Clinics. Good morning, Lucrecia.
Good morning.
Let's get right into it. Give us the latest.
So we have seen a real upsurge in cases across the county and here on the North Coast. We currently have two patients hospitalized at the Coast District Hospital, Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. You need to get used to that. And of course, you've seen the results of an outbreak at Sherwood Oaks Hospital. Currently, we show 3 employees and 7 residents as testing positive at Sherwood Oaks. I really want to remind people to watch what we're doing as individuals in the community, avoid gatherings and groups, parties, and whatnot. We're looking at being 2 weeks past 4th of July and just seeing a lot of cases on the rise. Wash your hands, wear your masks to cover your nose and mouth. It's really important to keep our community safe and keep ourselves safe, our families safe. If you feel that you have been in contact with one of our local 11 positive cases, please call the hotline for the county at 234-6052. Of course, if you have symptoms, you can call your healthcare provider. If you don't have a healthcare provider, we are always accepting new patients at the clinic. Give us a call at 964-1251. But if you do not have symptoms and you have questions about whether or not you really were a contact, call the hotline at 234-6052. The definition of a contact when the county is doing contact tracing on these positive cases is somebody who spent more than 10 minutes within 6 feet without wearing masks of another individual who tested positive. And remember that you can be asymptomatic for up to 48 hours prior to testing positive. So it's important to limit who we're surrounding ourselves with. It's important to continue to physically distance ourselves of at least 6 feet. And it's important to continue to wear masks because those are the things that help eliminate us from being contacts of potential positive cases.
Lucrecia, one question you said today, and I've heard it being said for the last couple of weeks now by healthcare professionals, that July 4th, a lot of people in town, a lot of people not wearing facial coverings or masks, and about 2 weeks from now, we're going to have a breakout. Is there any time span when we can expect that push to be finished?
Yeah, except that if people continue in summer mode to go to the rivers, go to the beaches, spend a lot of time outside of your stable bubbles, as the public health officer puts it, then that just continues our timeline.
Yeah.
All right. We would look at a 14-day window from a particular event if there were a rally or the 4th of July parade had happened or something like that. But we're not seeing these as individual one-off situations.
Got it.
It seems to be a continual kind of relaxing of our of how locked down we put ourselves in March. People are tired. That's understood. It's still important to go out and take your walks, walk your dog, let your kids outside. But we need to do it responsibly. We need to do it without being in big groups. We need to have our facial coverings. And it's important that that covering covers both your nose and your mouth. You've been through our testing. You know that the nurse puts the swab up your nose.
Yes.
It is in your nose. So that mask needs to cover your nose.
All right. Anything else, Lucrecia?
Just to let you know that since the beginning of this event, I think here at MCC, we've done over 1,300 tests. We haven't seen any positives come back yet. We don't have all of our results back yet. We continue to do testing. Next week we have 2 days, and then the last week of the month we'll have one more shot at it. I don't know if that will be extended into August. That really depends on UCSF. Unfortunately, the delay in getting test results is now statewide. Every lab and every testing facility is experiencing it. And I know there's a lot of frustration out there about it. We're trying our hardest to get results back as soon as possible.
Lucretia, thanks very much. As usual, it's Thursday, and Lucretia Renteria is here to give us an update from the Mendocino Coast Clinics. Rogalski here from the coast.